Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're a fanatic, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Top five most whipped people. Number five.
Number five.
Travis Kelce.
Number four.
Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Number three.
Santo.
Number two.
Greg Hill.
Oh, number one.
Bill Belichick.
Yay!
I like it.
Well done, Lakers.
You were number one, but you got bumped.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Third, it's going to be the pain threshold. Is that how you say it?
Threshold.
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 Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Wait, so you were able to drive without your glasses?
Shime, please.
Yes,
yeah,
she just can't
don't,
see.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
She can't see computer screens.
My parents get very upset.
In your 30s.
I know.
Okay.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Congratulations in order for Jack White and all of the White Stripes, who are officially headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Speaking of the White Stripes, how was Nantucket?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody? What it do?
What's up?
What? What's happening? Are you okay over there?
Yeah, our Twitch was delayed, so I was making sure that everything was good over here. But you were good. We're good.
So wait, you were watching on Twitch and you didn't see Twitch, or you didn't hear the show starting?
No. I heard it. Okay. I just thought Wiggy was going to say it first, but I always say it first. So good morning.
Well, good morning. Yep. Hello.
Ladies first.
I don't know what you want to talk about first. You want to talk about the horror of getting blown out by 50 points in an NBA playoff game on your own court? Or do you want to talk about the mysterious injury that a family member of this show went to social media to post about yesterday?
I would say the latter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand what happened, but I'm here for it. Somehow I don't want to shame you, but somehow your full weight.
Yep.
Should we guess at what that is?
I'm a grown man.
Your full weight ended up on the hand of Mrs. Wiggins, which resulted in torn ligaments.
Well, some wrist action. Well, that's what happens when you like to cuddle in underneath, your grizzly bear at nighttime. Sometimes you roll over a little bit.
I don't understand how. So were you two asleep?
Yeah.
Okay, and her hand was where?
I guess it was like on the pillow, and when I went to adjust, leaned on it.
Did she think it was on a pillow and it was on a body part?
It might have been.
Okay. And so you moved.
Yes.
You shifted.
Let's call it shifting. I shifted.
You shifted, and she ended up with torn ligaments.
She ended up with a messed up wrist.
Did she know immediately in the middle of the night when it happened?
I don't think so. I think she, like, when she woke up in the morning, she was kind of feeling the pain. Or maybe she did and she said, like, you rolled over on me. I was like, well, you want to snuggle up against me?
Yeah. I mean, you guys might want to switch. If I remember correctly, she is Big Spoon.
Yeah,
and
sometimes.
You're a little spoon.
She likes to start off as Big Spoon because she likes to snuggle into my back.
Don't feel bad about that. Aaron Rodgers, also Little Spoon.
Listen,
I have a question for Shime. I love being spooned.
Yes.
Shime, were you turned on when Mrs. Wiggs posted that?
No, I'm not. I like the injury to myself, not to other people.
You don't like the BDSM? Gotta be careful with that. But, I like to be the little spoon because then she does her fingernails on my back, and you could tell she always keeps her nails done.
I enjoy that. You probably need to find a way that your weight is not shifting. Like, maybe.
Well, I move at night, Greg. Do you stay in one spot when you sleep?
I kind of sleep like I'm dead.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe they could tie you down or something. Like they do one of those giant containers on a ship.
Like when I had the psycho ward where they strap me to the bed.
Or maybe you need a new pillow. Like I just got a new pillow where it's for back and side sleepers. So then you kind of stay in a little cocoon. Maybe you need that.
My body's been beat up from football, so I can't really sleep on my left shoulder because then that gets the hurt. So I have to go from one shoulder to the other shoulder, and then my hip gets to bother me. My back is always bothering me. So I'm constantly, moving throughout the night.
All right. Well, but she is going to be in a cast for how long?
It's just she gets in and out of it. It's like one of those little ones that you put on. So she'll be fine.
Bad. All right.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Maybe separate beds. Might be time for separate beds in the Wiggins
household. Well, there'll never be separate beds.
All right. Curtis, I don't want to do your work for you, but the arguably the best coach in the NBA, his team got blown out by 50 points last night at home.
Yeah.
I mean, that they didn't have a shot in that series from the jump. The fact that they were even in the playoffs was a pretty big compliment.
Yeah, there was at the end of the third quarter, it was 111-63, and ooh, dang.
I mean, I could give two poops about the Miami Heat losing to the one seed. How many one seeds have won their actual opening round?
Well, you know what?
They didn't even put up a fight, though.
Yeah, it wasn't even a fight.
How much of that game did anybody watch?
I watched a little bit of the one yesterday.
I watched a little bit of that series.
Yeah.
The beginning, Tyler Herro, I thought they were going to give him a run. They were up 29 points, and I want to say it was game three, maybe, and Cleveland ended up coming back. So, they gave – they didn't give him a little fight last night, but they definitely checked out and – Coach Spo was like, ooh, nothing he could do.
Yeah. Well, Celtics with a chance to close it out this evening.
Yes.
And I think we would hope that that's the way it goes. And then you can see anybody that needs to get better can get a little extended period of time to get better. And you're on to round two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yesterday, a couple people texting the show about whether the Celtics have been tough enough or not. when responding to the Magic. I don't. Have you had any kind of issue whatsoever with the way that they've responded?
I said yesterday that I was kind of happy that they didn't stoop down to their level. Like, yeah. I think that there's been times where the Magic's been a little overkill to try to hit them where it hurts. Mm-hmm. And I think the Celtics have played it classy. Do I wish they were a bit more up-tempo at times? Like, yeah, they've been playing a slow game, especially to start things.
Well, there is, and I think it was Stan Van Gundy who talked about it, but they're a team that is, when it comes to pace, they're one of the slowest teams in the NBA. So that's kind of how they play.
But the Magic is as well.
Yeah, and the Magic is as well. And then the Magic, they defend the three-point line so good. At the beginning of games, sometimes, like, it was a game four, whatever the last one was, they started off 0-7 from three-point land. And sometimes you're like, all right, you know, get to the paint, get to the mm-hmm. foul line, those type of things. But I look at this series. Tonight we could see three of the four games that are on tonight all could end. Detroit's down 3-1. They play tonight. Obviously, Milwaukee's in Indiana. Indiana's up 3-1. And then the Celtics, and then Denver and the Clippers, they're 2-2. But, you know, you could be winning tonight, and the Knicks could be winning tonight. So you could know your second round series by 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, it is a 2 for Tuesday, and that means at 7 we will have a code word to give to you, and then you can use that code word all day long to win Red Sox tickets at the bottom of every hour. And the first time we will do that will be at 8:30 on this morning's show. So 8:30 and 9:30 this morning, Red Sox tickets for you on a 2 for Tuesday. We will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or so, and then they said it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports. We will discuss the NFL GM who angry Principal Dave'd a sports radio station and their review of the NFL draft.
All right.
Could not contain himself. Wow. So.
They're already feeling the heat in the AFC East, Greg. They see Vrabel in the Pats draft. Unbelievable.
I mean, post-draft, there are some that are already determining that this is a playoff-bound football team.
All right.
So, I don't know how you feel. Is it too soon on that, Curtis?
Not at all.
No? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the rosters are basically set.
Yeah. 10 wins, baby.
You look at the schedule, and then you determine that, you know, they could easily have 10 wins this year.
You got them at 10 wins, Shine?
Yeah, fourth place schedule, way better coach, more talent. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, better coaching.
Defense is going to be one of the better defenses in football.
Mm-hmm. Better coaching staff all around, I believe, especially with your offensive coordinator. So that will change how your offense looks. So, you know, this is definitely a team. And even though I wasn't a huge fan of Will Campbell, you did at least get Drake May, a guy that should be able to protect his blind side.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And now you just got to make sure – you know, Steph Diggs probably not going to be there the first 6 weeks of the season. Hopefully, Josh McDaniels can get those other guys, Polk, Baker, those guys to step up this year.
We will, as we do every morning, play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning. You can leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app. And that is another way that you can listen to this radio station on the Odyssey app. So you can listen on any of the radio stations that we have for you all over New England. You can stream this show at WEEI.com, and you can download the Odyssey app. And after you have downloaded the app, when you find the motivation, you can leave us a voice note on any topic. Certainly the injury suffered by Mrs. Wiggins and the fact that it was because of an excessive shift of weight might be a potential for Hill Notes. Yes, what?
And are you okay? Like,
what
it seems like your only one side of your mouth is kind of working.
My tooth is, listen, it's no days off around here. My tooth, you know how I talked about how my wisdom tooth mm-hmm. is going in a horizontal direction?
Yeah.
My wisdom tooth is going in a horizontal direction. It is now pushing my molar into all of my other teeth. It is now, I'm going to have it pulled. I wanted to wait until after the road shows to have it pulled, and I'm suffering from severe tooth pain this morning. But I'm soldiering on. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
You have to get that out before it ruptures.
I don't know what that means.
Mine
what?
Ruptured my wisdom tooth, meaning I needed emergency surgery, and that's like a big Big no no.
Is that?
Okay, but we have a road show to do.
I know. I know. I'm just preparing you.
How are you almost 60 and you still have your wisdom teeth?
Yeah. Because I never had them out, Curtis. Like that one was in there going in a horizontal direction.
Mm.
And the dentist said for years, unless it moves,
right,
then you don't need to have it taken out.
Okay.
But now that it's moving.
Moving.
And it's pushing on the molar, now I have to have the molar yang.
Mm.
It's going to push all your teeth together, too, which is the first sign of aging.
I've suffered
I think
through,
we're well past that.
I'm brain. Just saying, like, you can tell by somebody's mouth when their teeth all start crowding.
Okay.
Is that what that is?
Like, why are you piling on?
I'm not. I'm worried about you. As in the Twitch, they said Courtney was worried you were having a stroke. I was watching you talk, and it was different.
It's just the whole side of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is in severe pain.
Well, at least it's the side and the back, so you don't have to get like fake teeth that will fall out. At least it's one place you can hide it.
Well, I think I'd probably have to get a fake tooth.
Well, but back there, I'm talking about the ones like in the front, the dentures,
Yeah.
You don't want those.
But in all sincerity, most surgeries and procedures are worse than you anticipate. Wisdom teeth, not that bad.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I've never had mine out.
It's case to case.
I've never had mine out. So you had yours out, Curtis?
I did. I'm just trying to encourage him because it's not going to get better.
Yeah,
and
no.
And you do it, bing, bang, boom, you're out, you're good.
And there's nothing worse than mouth pain.
Well, I hate the dentist, so.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thankfully, I found Dr. Wu, and Dr. Wu has made things a little bit better.
I might have to go see her. I haven't been to the dentist in a while either.
How long?
I don't know, a few years.
How many years?
The Reagan administration?
Three.
need to get in there.
I'd say 3 to 5.
Yeah, you got to go see Dr. Wu. But I think I have to have both the molar and the wisdom tooth out, Curtis.
Well, that sounds painful.
So it could result in a full 3 or 4 days that I'm not able to be here on this radio show.
The only jarring part is right before they have you sign a sheet of paper that says you may leave with like all of these awful things.
Mm. Yeah.
So you probably do it next week then.
I could do it next week.
Because if not, now you got to go the whole road show.
Right.
And so you won't be able to do it till July, and that's the summertime, and now you're going to be down for a couple days in the summer.
It wasn't a problem because it wasn't hurting me until the last two. When did I come in? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, the last 2 days is when it only it started to hurt.
Oh, okay.
If you have it today or tomorrow, you'll be in Springfield on Friday, no problem.
You think so?
No doubt in my mind.
I could have it over the weekend.
Yeah, that's smart.
But then you have to be careful about dry sockets. We've talked about this before. You like a straw. No more straws in your future until you're all healed up.
Okay, I'm not worried about that.
I'm just saying you've got to be prepared for all of these things. I had quite the opposite experience getting my wisdom teeth out than Curtis. I had all four out at the same time, and it was...
That's probably why.
Samesy.
But you panic if somebody is going to pull a splinter.
Right.
I mean, I...
I'm saying the recovery was worse than I thought.
Right. You read a side effect and then you immediately have it.
Yeah, well.
Do it on a Friday.
Being a hypochondriac.
Do it on a Friday and then you'll have Saturday, Sunday to heal up. It's the best thing to do.
I mean, it ruins my weekend.
It does, but, you know, it's just one weekend.
But would I have to be on a full Van Leeuwen-only diet?
Yes. That's the reason you got your tonsils out.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll lose a few pounds over that weekend, too, because you can't eat.
Right.
I mean,
you should do it 4th of July week.
Let's not get crazy. All right. Anyway, we have a lot to get to. I mentioned most of it. And that includes Courtney and what is trending to start us off this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics are back in action tonight for Game 5 against the Magic. Tip is at 8:30. Jaylen Brown listed as questionable and Drew Holiday is out. There were some NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors now lead the Rockets 3-1. Mm. And like we said, the Cavs swept the Heat after taking them down 138-83 in Miami last night. And joining the Celtics, the Pacers will try to close out their series with the Bucks, who will be without Dame Lillard after he confirmed did suffer a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
So that game is tonight as well. To the NHL playoffs, the Stars now lead the Avalanche 3-2 after last night, and the Panthers lead the Lightning 3-1. And the Super Bowl champ Eagles had their visit to the White House yesterday. Less than half of the roster attended the visit. Notables who were not in attendance, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith.
Mm.
I also saw a lot of people coming at Saquon Barkley for going, and I thought his response was perfect.
Yeah, it was. Good for Saquon. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
It's about the office, not the specific person.
Yeah, they didn't come at him for going to the White House. They came at him for playing golf.
Yeah, hanging out with Trump.
Yeah.
Right off the helicopter.
But, I mean, if you, I've always felt like if you get the opportunity to meet a president of the United States, that you ought to do it.
Who wouldn't want to hang out and play golf with the president and ride on the president's special helicopter? Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
People that are overcome with the inability to deal with the realities of their life and choose to blame others' actions for where they are. The notion that playing golf with the president of the United States, I didn't vote for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden said, let's play golf, I'd say, hell yeah, and I'd win. It'd be awesome.
And I've never been inside the White House. I would love to go see inside the White House and get all of that tour.
And I bet with Trump, you probably get a special tour.
Right.
Trump's probably like, you know, huge.
Yeah.
Saquon, come with me to the special room. I'm going to show you where we had sex with Lincoln's mistress.
I think you might need to do just a little bit
Trump?
A little extra work on that, baby.
I'm working on my Trump, but that was that would be
really
cool.
You're saying
cool,
Lincoln's
though.
Mistress really got around then.
Yeah, wow. That's what I mean, right?
You have the, I think you have the Jamaican guy locked down, but I think
he's working on my Donald Trump.
I know. We already have a guy on Hill Notes who does a fantastic President Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's Hill Notes,
yeah,
huh?
Leave it to that guy.
I would love to play golf to with any president.
But think about how big of a child you have to be if that irritates you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They're in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:07 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Hang out with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And Greg, I don't know if the wisdom teeth impact your Clinton, but if you were to golf with Bill Clinton, think about how many cart girls would be around at all times. You would never have to wait a hole. Oh, I guess that, but anyway. Okay, 50 degrees, cloudy in Boston.
No, you're right, Curtis. Am I on?
Yeah,
that was good.
Okay. I always shoot 69.
Thank you, Mr. President. 50 degrees, afternoon high near 80.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2 for Tuesday, and that means Red Sox tickets for you every hour, all day long, beginning during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So I will have a code word at 7, and you just need to remember that code word, put it right in your notes, or write it on a body part and remember that all day long, and you can win Red Sox tickets. What is the issue that the bland manager, the barista, the travel agent has, Shime? this morning? Was he micromanaging on the show this morning?
Oh, yeah, he texted me. He said he thought your microphone might have been sideways. You sounded a little quiet to him.
Nope, the left side of my mouth is falling off. So I could, my two choices, if Ken is listening, I could have stayed home.
All right.
Nobody
wants that.
Like a Gen Zer.
Right.
or I can muscle my way through it this morning, and that is what I am here doing. This is Joe. Joe. I didn't even know that was still an option. I don't think I know how to put somebody on hold with music on my phone.
I don't either.
I don't think you do, Greg, because I don't think you know how to do anything on your phone.
And usually the music is just like instrumental. That was actual like somebody singing.
All right, I hope we have the rights to it.
All right. Well, Joe is not available.
But if you have had your wisdom teeth out, 617-779-7927.
Hit us up.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Who has an issue with Wiggy this morning. Yeah, right. Randy, what's up?
How's it going this morning, guys?
Hey.
First of all, get that tooth pulled as soon as you can. You cannot take these things too seriously.
I hate when people do this. Like, the whole thing, Courtney brought this up. It's going, now people are going to tell me how awful it's going to be if I don't get it done. Like, I you're putting fear into my head, which I don't need.
I don't think, I hear you. I just don't think it's unnecessary. I think that's something you can't be too careful with. Okay. Sorry, that's aside. So I tried to call in yesterday. I'd been on hold, and then I ended up having an emergency. I had to run off. I heard the Ninkovich interview.
Yeah.
And then Wiggy, that's your name, right? Wiggy's takes throughout the weekend, like the running back over offensive line, wide receiver over offensive, this sort of stuff. And it's just like the radio, like literally all your takes were cemented in the 90s and haven't evolved since. I mean, it's like been like 20 years since anybody in the NFL thought that a running back was more important than having the offensive line in front of them. And then the idea, like throughout the Ninkovich interview, that, you know, any white guy sees a black guy with a chain on and thinks he's a rapper. Like, again,
that's true, though.
This is the sort of thing that
Randy,
was true in the late 90s.
No, Randy, have you not seen the stuff that's going around about Cam Ward and how he presented himself at the draft in a suit, wasn't wearing the flashy?
Yes, but nobody said I thought he was a rapper.
No. I'm just making the core.
But Randy, part.
Randy,
a 70-year-old guy in the 90s.
No, Randy, I'm making the correlation to how people think. That's the exact way how people think. They think because
I think that's how people used to think 20 years ago.
Randy,
and now
have
the
you
bulk
not li-
of NFL GMs
Randy, have you
are
not
in their
lived
early to mid-40s and don't think that way.
So then why is it so? So why did there's audio of Boomer out there saying the NFL owners don't want that type of guy? Like, Randy, this is 2025. This still persists. It's going on. And all it is, it's part of, it's not the main reason, but it's part of the reason why they might go in a different direction on you. And if you look at the running back situation is starting to change and go back in the other way. That's why Ashton Gentry went, number 6 overall. So when you start to look at what the NFL...
I don't think that's true. Every couple of years, a running back goes top 5.
When you look at the...
usually a good idea. Look at the last few times. Saquon Barkley, how'd the Giants do? Leonard Fournette didn't exactly take the Jaguars real far. Like,
when you look at how you build your team, it's much harder to get the elite running back than it is to get the elite left tackle. So if you have an opportunity,
absolutely not. You can get elite running back production in the second, third, and fourth round.
Matt Light was a second round pick
over the past two decades.
We have Matt Light on the show talking about the offensive line for the Patriots when they won Super Bowls. All of those guys were second round picks, third round picks. If you have an opportunity,
look, a take that was cemented.
So let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question.
Hasn't evolved since.
Let me ask you one question.
You're making my point.
No, I'm not.
You're talking about Matt Light when the Patriots won the Super Bowl. That was 20 years ago.
I'm talking about if you have the opportunity.
That was 20 years ago. That's your example. It was 20 years ago.
No, I'm saying that you can find.
You're making my point
100%. What I'm trying to get you to understand, you just don't want to hear it, that if you have the opportunity to get the elite wide receiver versus the elite tackle.
When was the last Pro Bowl left tackle drafted in the second round?
When was the last Pro Bowl left tackle drafted in the second round? Let me see. Who was in the Pro Bowl last year? Was Orlando Brown Jr. in the Pro Bowl last year? Was he a left Pro Bowl left tackle?
I'm trying to look right now. Ken's just texting me about Greg's teeth.
When you look at
and now look back in how many Pro Bowl running backs get selected past the first round.
When you look at the talent,
compare those two numbers. I'd encourage you to compare those two numbers.
Look at teams that win championships. Do they win them with elite left tackles or elite skill players?
Elite offensive lines, yes, they all have great offensive lines.
So the Kansas City Chiefs had a great offensive line when they won a few years ago.
When that's why they lost the Tampa Super Bowl.
That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 months ago.
I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs who have won the last three years. They were going for a three-peat. They lost this year. They lost this year.
Just for reference, the last Pro Bowl offensive lineman I can find from the second round would be Landon Dickerson and Creed Humphrey from the 2021 NFL draft.
But he said left tackle, not just offensive.
So line. I'm trying to get Randy to understand. Prior to last year, the team that won the Super Bowl 2 years in a row did not have an elite left tackle. They had an elite quarterback, and they had elite skill play. They had an elite tight end. Last year, the Philadelphia Eagles ran that. I want you to hear this and hear this good, because I told this to another guy. The Philadelphia Eagles had the same offensive line the year before, didn't win the Super Bowl. They added an elite running back in Saquon Barkley, who rushed for over 2,000 yards, and guess what? They won the Super Bowl. I rest my case.
Super Bowl, right?
He had 400 plus yards in the playoffs. Yeah. Go back and watch the whole playoffs.
How many times have we seen a bell cow back carry a team to the Super Bowl? This is a rarity.
Yeah.
You're not listening, though.
Randy, thank you.
See, that's the problem with people who don't understand. When you start to look at the skill players versus the linemen, and I'm not saying you don't need offensive linemen, but what I'm saying is if you can get that elite player, that Jamar Chase, that Justin Jefferson, that Saquon Barkley, we're talking about the elite of the elite. I'm not talking about just some average guy you can get. When you start to look at that, for me personally, I think it's much harder to find those guys. So you have to take those guys at the top of the NFL draft when you're sitting there at number four versus the old linemen.
But you're talking wide receivers generally and tight ends.
And running backs. I put an elite running back in that category.
Okay, but you didn't just now.
Ashton Jeanthi.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted Ashton Jeanthi as well. But I think they made a really, really good pick with Will Campbell.
I'm not disputing that.
I think they got a really good character guy.
He doesn't
seem like a guy who's going to be like focusing on his rap game.
Right. He's nasty. I would also add, I don't know. I haven't been able to look into see the exact
nasty
draft pick history.
Yeah.
But he is right about the Bucks wigs. Like, the Bucks lost. The Chiefs lost to the Bucks and the Eagles because they couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes.
I agree with that.
But if Joe Tooney wasn't at left tackle and they had a better left tackle, maybe that Super Bowl is different.
I agree with you. But the Chiefs still won two Super Bowls with an offensive line that wasn't this elite offensive line.
So I would also I did further research. The only Pro Bowl tackle from the second round I can find was Mitchell Schwartz, which was drafted in 2012, and has since retired.
All right.
That was the last Pro Bowl second-round tackle that I can find.
Now he's running Twitch for us.
All right. When you start to look at these teams and you start to say, okay, these teams, you're building your team. You have an opportunity to get an elite skill player versus an elite offensive tackle. I'm always going to go skill player first because I can get a less of a player in the second round.
On the other side of the topic brought up by the caller, is anybody doing what our guy Boomer said yesterday as a lead?
I would be happy to. I don't know what he said.
Okay, because Wiggy brought it up briefly.
Right. I didn't know if we were doing it, and
we could do it,
and
they said it too. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I have the audio ready.
You do?
Yep.
All right, because it's somewhat interesting, but it's driving me nuts that you can't judge a player based on what you think his talent is and what you think some of his character defects might be without somebody like Wiggy telling you that you can't understand the culture, That is driving me crazy.
Well, in this situation, what is crazy, but in this situation, there's two sides to it, right? There's the side that you believe there was some type of shenanigans that went against Shador Sanders.
You think there were shenanigans?
Yeah, I think there were shenanigans.
So,
and I think part of it played in with all of that, the culture.
The whole entire NFL, every owner in the NFL conspired against Shador Sanders.
Not every owner. I'm talking about
almost every owner.
I'm talking about the teams that
everybody but the owner of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm thinking about the teams that needed a quarterback.
Okay. Doesn't it make more sense, though, that they just didn't like him, didn't think he was talented enough for the headache to make him drop to the five?
Courtney, how many organizations have identical draft grades on all players?
It's
pretty
lot.
High.
I would say, yes, it's high, but it's also the amount of quarterbacks and players who were a fraction of the skill set of Shador Sanders were gone.
Yeah.
When he got through this first round, I thought someone would trade up to the top of the second round. When he got through the second round, I thought someone would trade up to the top of the third round. There is no way that this was just a simple draft grade that people said he's not a good quarterback.
No, I think it was mostly a character grade. Which
let's go through the character of all the players drafted ahead of him. People that have actually been arrested. People that are actually dangerous to the communities in which they live. People that are actually bad human beings.
In this draft?
Yeah.
Yes.
Abdul Carter had
issues.
Mike Green had issues.
And let's go through all the rosters of the teams that said they didn't want Shador Sanders and see how many convicts and ex-cons those organizations have employed.
None of them had a father, an over-involved father, mm-hmm. who thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, who is going to be interfering during the entire NFL career of the player. None of them
no,
have.
No, and I'm not saying that I'm not saying that that doesn't play into it.
Of course it played into it.
It did, but it doesn't play into it where you go from being a first rounder to a fifth rounder.
So you're saying because he dropped so much that there has to be more behind the scenes.
Of course there's more behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I know. We'll get to Leeds in a minute, just real quick, because we're talking about it. Here's what our guy Boomer said yesterday about NFL owners and what they did to Shador Sanders.
Shador Sanders just torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him either. You know, he was on podcast talking about this is my son. If I can get him to where I want to get him to, I'm going to do that. But, you know, when you listen to this kid talk right prior or at the combine about if you want a new culture in your locker room, I'm the guy to do that. I can turn it around. I mean, he's very high on himself, and I think he was very off-putting to many, many coaches and general managers in the league. And I'm telling you right now, and I know this after talking to three different personnel people in the NFL this weekend, they didn't even have him on his board, on their board. They took him off, and they took him off because the owner said, take him off. I don't want that guy. I don't want this entitled person on our team.
How many of those owners inherited their team from daddy, and they don't want a guy that thinks he's entitled to things on their
irrelevant
roster.
Irrelevant.
But he specifically says
it's
owners
not, that's
took
our
them
point, Greg.
Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
Made what we're
you
saying.
Don't. You do not have to destroy your team culture because Shador Sanders is demanding that you put him on your football roster.
The owners aren't the ones building the culture, though, Greg, and they're the ones that wanted him off the draft board. Right. That's our whole point.
Baker Mayfield goes number one, and he's drunk running into stop signs. Literally getting chased by the cops.
Right.
And he goes number one. So
what did the Georgia quarterback that's like 80 that went
Stetson Bennett?
What did he got drafted, right?
Yeah, the Rams.
Yeah, but he was like a late draft.
Right, but
yeah.
He was like literally peeing in public.
Yeah. When C. Courtney
well,
and
we've all been there.
And this was
Tuesday for me.
and this was brought up yesterday. It was kind of weird because I heard Charleston White say this, who's completely, if you ever listen to him, he's definitely out there. But some of the stuff he was saying was right. If Shador Sanders is doing all the things that he's doing and his dad is Deion and he's playing wide receiver or D lineman, no issue.
But he would have been a first round pick.
But when you're the quarterback, and this goes to my point of
when
the culture, they want you to present yourself in a certain way. So that's why Cam
Ward. Because they want you to be able to lead the organization. That's what they want. They want a leader.
But they they want somebody.
Okay.
No, they want somebody who looks the part.
This drives me nuts.
Stop it.
It is okay in an organization to hire somebody that you think is going to be good for the entire organization.
The number one overall pick.
Not somebody who's going to be about themselves.
Okay.
With a big, giant M.E. pointed at themselves. The number, look at me. I'm Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
Look at my Louis Vuitton cases of cash.
The same organization that gave OBJ $200 million hates people that are me first. I would also add this, Wiggs. The New York Giants, which I believe Boomer is talking about here, because they cover them, they were on the board, there was a lot of discussion about what they were going to do, they went with Jackson Dart. You know the New York Giants? You know what that organization, that bastion of just integrity and ethics? They held on to Josh Brown. Who's Josh Brown? He's a mediocre kicker who allegedly beat his wife over and over again, and they kept him on that team. They said they took Shedeur off their board. Give me an effing break. Right.
You're talking about players, Curtis, where the organization has seen what they can do on the field. Mm. I agree with you, whether it's Tyreek Hill or whomever. I wish that they were more morally grounded on those things. You've never seen this kid take a snap in the NFL. Never.
But you cannot hide behind morality when you employ people like the ones I just described.
But morally, he hasn't even done anything
wrong.
No, I know.
That's what I was just going to say, Sean. Like, I do think we need to separate moral standards and just somebody being a headache and cocky.
Yes.
Like, because he, morally, this kid has not had any issues off the field. It's just the fact that he may come with an entourage with his dad and cause issues.
And look, the number one overall
it's
pick.
It's not the look.
No,
Wiggy.
Here's a little history fact for you about your great leader. The number one overall pick this year, Cam Ward, this season in the bowl game said, "I'm only playing, throwing my two touchdowns," then took himself out of the game and told the coach, "I'm not going back in there." And that's why I said Cam Ward presents himself. So for people like Randy, who don't understand when I say culture, that's because they don't know anybody like that. If you don't present yourself, Greg, and I tell my kids this all the time, if you don't present yourself in a certain way, people view you differently, especially when you're a young black male. Hmm. They view you so much. And now we're talking about billionaire owners.
We have got to take a break. But I'm here for the argument.
Right. No, it's a good one.
I am here for it all morning
long.
Great
group lead.
I am here for it, and we will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Chime, I like the lead song, but I don't know the lead song. You have stumped me this morning.
I believe you know the band for sure.
Who is that?
The band is The Replacements.
Yeah, I do.
And the name of the song is Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay. Great choice.
Great movie.
Band. And a great movie, Curtis.
One of the funniest movie lines out of nowhere is when the foreign exchange student sits in the hot tub and he says, "Would you like to touch my..."
This is Doug from Falmouth on the Cape, where we will be at the start of Memorial Day weekend for a road show. at the Lobster Trap in Bourne and at the Trading Post Lounge the night before, where I stopped on the way back this weekend and got a couple bar pizzas to make sure that everything was A-OK over there. Hey, Doug, good morning.
You know, Greg, what we got going on here is, I got to tell you, it's, I don't agree with the antics a lot of times, what this kid brings, but I'll say what Wiggy wants to say. This is society profiling this kid. This is what we've done.
Oh, my God.
Doug ain't lying.
Are you being serious right now?
You ain't lying, Doug.
That's what it is, Greg.
He's being profiled by NFL GMs as what he appears to be at times, a jerk. That's what he's being profiled
totally
as.
Agree.
Baker Mayfield was a jerk. Johnny Manziel was a jerk.
Okay.
They didn't. Baker Mayfield went number one overall. And if Johnny Manziel did slide, he slid to the 20s. Like, there are plenty of quarterback jerks in the NFL. Curtis brought up, and I know Randy's going to hate this, Ryan Leaf from 20 years ago.
Right.
So there are always jerks.
And when a guy like Manziel, quote-unquote, falls in the draft, it's to the end of the first round. When a guy like Shedeur Sanders falls, it's to the fifth.
Which makes no sense. And Courtney brought this up. She did a great job a couple years ago when she brought up one of the biggest jerks who went 15 overall to the New England Patriots and Mac Jones.
McCorkle.
And Shador's a better player than him, at least in college.
Yeah, when I was bringing that up, though, I was just wondering if, in your mind, could it be that NFL owners are learning from past mistakes where they took Johnny Manziel, they took Baker Mayfield, they took Mac Jones, and the headache wasn't worth what they ended up having to pay?
No, you know why?
Shador, numbers-wise, is a better player than a quarterback who won a national championship.
Well, I'm saying just statistically.
A national championship?
Look at his statistics.
His statistics are he's a game over 500, 13 and 12.
No, Patrick Mahomes was 13 and 19.
There. Yeah, I'm talking about
whatever the number is.
I would say that what Shador did at Colorado is far more impressive than what Mac Jones did at Alabama. There's been a million Jags that have been a quarterback on championship teams at Alabama. Look at Colorado before Shador and after.
What he did at Colorado is say, "Daddy, I want to start." And his daddy said yes.
Well, he started at Jackson State.
And they went from one win to nine wins in 2 years.
Daddy, I want you to go coach Colorado so I can start.
Oh, he did well, though. He turned two programs around. And Courtney, I would say that owners are not shying away from it. Because who was the number one overall pick last year at quarterback?
Caleb Williams.
And people said he's the biggest jerk. He went into meetings and said, I want to own a percentage of your team.
Yeah.
I want to own a percentage of the team. And guess what? He went number one.
Okay.
He went number So teams are not. It's just, I'm telling you, it's part of it. And the one caller, Doug, said society, which is true. But in the world of the NFL, they did it, Randy, 20 years ago, and they're still looking at it today. When you're the quarterback, and I get it, they look at how you dress, how you talk, how you know, what type of music you listen to.
Everybody does that in an interview. Everybody. It's not just the NFL. It's everybody who is hiring somebody looks at all those things.
Okay, then let's look at Jay Cutler, one of the great douches in all of sports. His dad, I remember watching it live. Vanderbilt was playing Florida. They got a touchdown, and his dad's doing the chomp in the face of, like, kid fans of the Florida Gators. He was taken, I think, like, 10th overall. There's people up and down the list. We know about the Shedeur family. And generally speaking, Greg, isn't it an asset to have your dad as a Hall of Famer in the sport that you play?
Generally speaking, if he's a normal human being who isn't running around demanding that he be drafted with his kid to coach your football team, yes.
So if Shedeur Sanders' dad was you, he would be the 10th pick in the draft.
He'd probably, skill-wise, he would be more talented.
He'd have five teeth, but he'd be the 10th pick.
I get what you're saying about Dion. Like, Dion didn't help Shador in some of the things that he said.
He killed him.
But he didn't kill him to where you go from being, I have never seen this, where you are rated by all the NFL, you know, talking head experts who cover the draft and do all this and been doing it forever, by a lot of scouts rated as a first-round pick. Wherever you want to put him, put him. And then don't get drafted to the fifth round. There's some shenanigans there when you start to look at who the player is. If there's no major off-the-field issues, which Curtis has brought up, arrests, things like that, and there's no major injury stuff, then you go, okay.
This is a clock nightmare this morning. We're so far behind, Chaim. How did you let this happen?
Because it's a great discussion, Greg.
Okay.
It's a discussion that needs to be had.
We got to take a quick break. I promise we will launch our leads next.